huge disappointment. I think, you know, we'll feel a tinge of disappointment and probably not done ourselves justice, but we're fully aware and respectful of the golf. You know, you always have to have a belief and a focus that you can come and maybe cause an upset. That has to be your belief, but you know, we wasn't able to fulfil that.
What more could your side have done, do you think?
I think we could have certainly been better and braver in possession of the ball. That's easy to say from the sidelines and watching from afar. I can understand the tempo. I think the big thing for us tonight was the physicality and the power and the physique of the Tottenham side tonight. I think that really caught us on the back foot, and we just wasn't able to really get a foothold when we regained possession. You know, it was a bit frantic, and we turned over possession quite a lot, and we just seemed to be always on the back foot, and we just wasn't able to really get a foothold when we regained possession. You know, it was a bit frantic, and we turned over possession quite a lot, and just seemed to be always on the back foot. But you know, we sort of blocked and was resolute in our defending, but you know, we probably just didn't get out quick enough. Well, we didn't get out quick enough to stop the shot from Eriksen that, you know, put them one ahead, because I thought we maybe was frustrating them. Of course, we was doing a lot of work in our own half, but you know, that was no different to the Watford game. You know, we went out 1-0 at half time, you know, rallied the players, just tried to give them that belief and that courage to get on it. But you know, once the quick succession of goals went in, it was well out of the game.
I was saying on the commentary, I mean, all the good work you might have done, or trying to put things in the players' minds at half time, it's quickly undone, isn't it, by those two quick goals?
And there's no embarrassment. I mean, you've got to understand in the stadium and the players we're playing against. You know, it's, you think, you hope, you plan, and you try and implement to the players that, you know, some of the players that were coming in that perhaps haven't played as many games as our boys and might not pick up the tempo, but you know, we had to try and restrict, and I think once the second and third one went in, it was about sort of keeping the score a respectable scoreline, I think.
Do you think this is a learning experience? I mean, are things you can apply, sort of referring to this now in the future, or is it just one to forget about?
This always learn. You can always learn. I mean, they're always, if we look at the goals, there'll always be things we could have done better, and we'll look at that on Friday and we'll reflect on it, and there's some real things we can learn, and we will learn from the goals. We certainly can have done better. I thought runners got off the back of our midfield players too easy. You know, the quality of the finishing we probably won't come up against, and we might get opportunities to get back and get blocks or get another tackle, but at this level you don't get that opportunity. So we can always learn, but we have to be mindful that the opposition we were against.
A tough workout, I suppose, midweek of you as well. It's one that you could probably have done without.
Well, I think we've had a good run in it. We've had some good exposure. We've brought 3,000 supporters who have done the club justice and have been fantastic for the team and the club, myself. Sung to the end. We've obviously had some good exposure and moments out of it, but you know, we can draw a line under that now. And what we have to do is get quickly, regroup and concentrate, because you know, we've got some big league games coming up now, and we've got to find some consistency, because results haven't been good enough. We're aware of that, and now we've got no distraction.